This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
It is 7:30 and you're back with Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're here with Maddie.
Eleanor.
Josie. And Joe.
And Eric.
It's a party in here.
Five people, four microphones. We're doing the best we can.
Yeah, you know, we make it work. So we're here to just have a quick talk about Wear It Purple Day. Our very own Dylan Adler actually spruced up his hair for this one.
By spruced up, you mean what? A word that wasn't spruced but began with S?
Spiced up, purpled up.
I think his phrase would be more along the lines.
Stuffed up.
Depends
who you consult. I mean, I think it looked good, if a bit sceney.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good, but yeah, Dylan was not so much
look,
a fan.
Basically, Dylan's had that stage in his life. It's in the past now. He wasn't happy to go back to it.
Anyway, Wear It Purple Day is sort of, it's a day of visibility. It is exactly what it sounds like, wearing purple to show your solidarity and your support for LGBTIQ, etc. people.
Yeah. Because rainbows are a bit difficult to wear.
I think I've managed in the past.
With rainbow socks.
Yeah, rainbow socks are the way to go. Also, rainbow wigs are really great. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
I have a friend who had a rainbow mohawk for a while.
Oh, love it.
But yeah, the whole idea is to show, you know what, I am in support. Mm. You know, and I think a lot of people think it's a little bit trite. But honestly, a lot of places did run Wear It Purple themed events or just Wear It Purple days. And it was really nice to be out in the city that day and see a lot more purple than I normally would.
Yeah.
It's nice to look around and think, you know what, these people are on my side.
Absolutely. I mean, it can be pretty easy to, you know, sit there and think, nobody understands what I'm going through. Nobody appreciates me. And then you look out and see a sea of purple and you're like, yes.
Well, not quite a sea of purple, but from what I saw. But I did went to work. There was my boss wearing it purple. Mm. My boss presents a show on Joy, so. Yes.
It still counts. Yeah, I mean, actually at my school, there are a lot of teachers that wander around with little rainbow ribbons pinned to their shirts. And that's, you know, visibility is something that's really, you know, it's really reassuring to see it around.
Well, your school have purple uniform, so it's too
much. Yes, I go to Northgate High School, our everything is purple.
But hey, if you go to Wesley, every day is Wear It Purple Day.
Our school doesn't have a uniform, so every day could be Wear It Purple Day.
Yeah, that's, I guess, yeah.
And every day could be a rainbow day.
Exactly.
I got told off in year 12 for wearing my rainbow scarf.
Really? Why?
Are those school colours? No. Shouldn't you be wearing that? Probably not.
Probably
not. Are you going to take it off? Eventually.
Oh, I actually have... eventually, yeah.
It was that stage of high school where I just stopped caring?
I have a friend of mine who... They are gender diverse and they've always had to wear a skirt at their school, and because you know getting school pants is difficult at best. That's putting it lightly. So they've just taken to wearing standard semi formal pants to school, and no one seems to have cared. Which I'm like, that's a really great step forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost anyone can wear pants and be mostly comfortable, but forcing people to wear a skirt is, you know. Unfortunately, there is a heavy connotation of gender associated with skirts and, you know, for better or worse, that's just the way it is and we're going to have to live with that. So, you know, we don't want to force that on people who just are so not into skirts.
Yeah. Wear It Purple's only been going since 2010, but it seems it's really gathered.
Yeah. I hadn't actually heard about it until this year.
Yeah, it's gathered some momentum.
It's just appeared out of nowhere and I'm like, whoa, this is cool. I didn't know it was a thing, but it's cool.
Yeah, and it's really awesome to see, like, a lot of Year 7 students at my school who are wearing purple.
Yeah.
Or even if they don't have purple clothes, they just put on purple stickers, which is so cool.
Awesome.
That's a start, yeah.
Like, I went to a strict uniform school, but, you know, I'd have found a way to get a few badges on there somewhere. I do remember when I was in Year 10, we went to Melbourne Uni for some reason or another, and it was O-Week, so I went and got the show bag from the queer group, and there was a badge in there, Melbourne Uni Queer, that I wore right above my peer leader badge.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, yes.
Rub it in their faces. This was not meant to be a uniform rant, but by the way, Gender Is Not Uniform, featuring -18 Safe Schools Coalition Victoria, Why Gender and Zoe Bell Gender Centre has reached 30,000 Tumblr notes.
Woo!
I just thought I would throw that little plug in there because it is really exciting. And I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing it around my school, and that's just really great to see that, you know, it's finally entering the mainstream consciousness.
Well, it is relevant because we've been talking about schools, about being able to be who you are in a school and be proud of who you are and be supported.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big focus on schools with Wear It Purple Day.
Because out of the people in here, there are five people in the studio, four of whom are still at school, so, and one of whom is an old fart. That would be me. But yeah, so I think this is a good time to talk about schools and how sexual and gender diversity is supported.
Look, we'll sign the retirement for admission forms soon, I promise.
I know.
But yeah.
I do have a walking stick. I will wave it at you.
These damn kids. But yeah, I mean, I feel like we're making a lot of good progress in schools. You know, it's really exciting and heartening to see that, you know, we're getting there.
Look at the progress the Safe Schools Coalition has made. Exactly. I was at the launch several years ago, about like 2009, 2010. Like, it was just after I'd finished high school. Mm. And I was thinking, wow, these schools are actually willing, like a handful of schools are willing to say they're supportive of same-sex, trans, and gender diverse students. And now look at the numbers. They've just exploded. There's more than 100 schools in the Safe Schools Coalition.
Yeah, I mean, I've got friends as young as 14 who were confident enough to be out and proud as transgender at their school, and that's really good to see, you know, coming out of the woodwork there.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. What have you guys found? Have you noticed progress in your schools over the time you've been there? This is to everyone.
In terms of mostly, it was mostly that there just wasn't a lot of knowledge for us, and especially in like. It was really interesting to see in the lessons that we did. One kid, when sort of asked, or sort of like, how would you feel if you were hit on by a girl? He was like, I would feel awesome if I was hit on by anyone.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, just because there's such a thing as a graceful rejection. Because, I mean, there are all sorts of reasons.
And there's also a graceful approach.
That's true.
And then there is not.
There's, you know, there's walking up and feeling someone up, and that's not really the best way to flirt, let's face
it. Yeah, not so much. I don't think that could be quite called flirting.
No, really, no. I don't know. Some people have gotten into pretty sticky situations from flirting. That was not a pun, I swear. Oh, no.
You know what? I think we should just go to some music and pretend
the
last few minutes haven't happened.
Wear It Purple Day, great initiative. It's grown from 22 different schools in 2012 have jumped to 83 in 2013. You know, that's just skyrocketed. So
that great to is hear. Awesome. So that was August the 29th. So that was last Friday.
Absolutely.
It's September. How is it September?
Let's not talk about that. I have exams in November.
This is the day to return to Hogwarts.
Yes. I'm still waiting for my letter. It's been, what, 6-7 years? It got lost in the mail, I'm sure.
It's still coming. You'll get there eventually.
We'll be back with Gay School after this song. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.